Well, well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
And I'm Hans.
And I am Franz, and we just want to pop your
Welcome to Health and Wellness Wednesdays on Rush to Reason.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem. I used to grab bear claws as a kid, two at a time, and I'd get them lodged right in this region here.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
I'm sorry that I'm fat.
And I'm your host, Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush yet again. And by the way, folks, great news. Weather permitting, John will be back on Friday. So he and Richard and I can do our movie day. We're very excited about that. But we have to make sure that we aren't in one of those end times blizzards, you know, where basically every HOA declares martial law and everybody's buried. So assuming we can all make it in here, we will be here together on Friday. Okay, first up, question of the day. Charlie, this is weird. I actually got this right and then went away from the answer yesterday. 11% of people have fallen asleep in this public place. Where is it? Church. Church. And I would have thought it would have been a lot higher. No offense, but not every preacher, shall we say, is gifted with the ability to really carry an audience. There are times, and besides which, a lot of times you have people who go into church who are just, let's face it, they're wiped out from the week. And they go in there, and it's a long service, it's just hard, and they get tired, and they fall asleep. I've seen people do it. I would have thought it had been higher than 11%, wouldn't you? Yeah, me too. Okay. Here's the next question for today. Once again, if you have an answer, get it to us on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. The question is, 38% of parents look forward to this when having a baby. What is it? Any idea, Charlie? 38% of parents look forward to this when having a baby. What is it? You see, this is easy. Their first question is, when will they move out? They're thinking ahead. They're thinking, how soon will this kid move out? Now, that's not totally true, though. If the parents are farmers, they're thinking, how soon can they work? I think that would be definitely pretty popular. When will he take his first steps? How do we keep him on those, you know, 6 feet apart stickers at the store? I don't know. What would you actually think about? Charlie, any ideas? Do you have a 38% likelihood idea? You know, I'm going to say something that is selfish, because let's face it, the common answer everybody would think about, well, you know, I can't wait for their first steps or first words. Will they say mama or dada or whatever? I'm going to go the tax break. I think 38% of parents are looking forward to the tax break they're going to get from their kid. I know that sounds terrible, but that's just what I think. So, all right. Coming up after the break, we're going to have Laura Morris from the Mighty Sesame Company. I'm looking forward to this. They're selling a thing called tahini, which is a really cool spice, and all kinds of ways to use it. And I don't know. You guys all know this. I'm into food. I love food. I love different ways to prepare it. And so we're going to spend some time learning ways to prepare it and how we can get their product. That's going to be a lot of fun. Then it is Health and Wellness Wednesday. Of course, we will have Dr. Julie Markiel for the rest of the hour from Ascent Health Centers. But first, Michael Bailey Law. You know, we all put things off, especially writing our will. But if you call Michael Bailey, he'll give you something you'll enjoy the rest of your life. peace of mind. So call Michael Bailey at 720-730-7274, or you can find him at klzradio.com. Peace of mind. Don't put it off.
KLZ's mobile estate planner doesn't exclusively talk about death and dying. He also wants to help you plan for the rest of your life. Your estate plan with Michael Bailey Law protects you and your loved ones during your lifetime by establishing a medical power of attorney and a financial power of attorney now, while you still have all of your mental and physical capacities. That way, you and your family never need to go through the painful experience of trying to make those decisions during a crisis. Set up a free consultation with Michael Bailey now at klzradio.com/estate.
Novus Autoglass, folks, we got bad weather coming this weekend, and you know what that means. Your windshield is going to take a beating. If you get a chip or crack, contact Novus Autoglass. That's N-O-V-U-S at rushtoreason.com/Novus.
Take control of the process with Novus Autoglass. Insurance companies want you to use one of their recommended shops so they get a discount. John Rush endorses Novus Autoglass because he trusts the quality of their work. In today's modern car, your windshield has become a structural component of your vehicle. Unlike in classic cars, where your windshield was just something to look through, today's windshields bear pressure as part of the frame. Your windshield has become a safety feature of your vehicle, so quality repairs matter. With every repair or replacement, Novus Autoglass records detailed specs, including the temperature outside, the serial number of the vehicle, and the type of urethane they use, so you can have confidence that your windshield won't pop out at the wrong moment. Instead of letting your insurance company choose the cheapest option, take control of the quality with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Autoglass now at rushtoreason.com.
All right, Barber's Foods. Look, we've all bought cheap meat at the store. You know it. You've done it. I've done it. You make it, it's okay, and the next day you forget what you ate. Try something better. Barber's Foods. Grass-fed beef without the hormones. Barber's is something you rarely find at the store. Memorable. Call or text 303-466-7338 or order online at barbersfoods.com. Try Barber's Foods today. You won't forget it tomorrow.
Barber's Foods has been selling only the highest quality organic, antibiotic-free, and natural food products in Colorado for over 70 years. Their mission is to provide only the best food found in the marketplace from family farms they know personally. Right now, click on March Madness Specials at the top of barbersfoods.com to find these specials and more. Barber's Farms, ground beef, made in Colorado, from Colorado raised beef in 1-pound packages, only $2.99 a pound. Thunder's Catch Alaskan Salmon, whole fillets on sale in March for only $12.49 a pound. And pre-order your Beeler's Duroc non-GMO spiral ham before Easter. Don't spend $100 or more for a spiral ham from a retail outlet. Buy wholesale and get a better ham at a better price from a family farm that Barber's Foods knows personally. Place your order today at barbersfoods.com.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush. And on the line right now, we have Laura Morris from the Mighty Sesame Company. Laura, how you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I am doing super, super well. Now, you guys are selling a thing called tahini, and that's like a spice paste kind of thing, right, that you can put on food?
Yeah, so tahini is actually a paste or a sauce to many people that's simply made with one ingredient, roasted sesame seeds.
Roasted sesame seeds, and you just break it down into a sauce or a spice that you put on food. Hey, really quick here, just to give you an idea where I'm coming from, I'm an all-American male. Let me play a quick movie clip about my favorite seasoning.
It was capable of removing the salt from over 500 million gallons of seawater a day. Do you realize what that could mean to the starving nations of the earth?
Wow. They'd have enough salt to last forever.
Sorry, that's from Top Secret. I love that clip. Anyway, I like salt, pepper, and salt, and ketchup. Basically, I'm a boring human being, and you today are going to make me unboring. That is your job. Okay, my wife has tasked you with this job. And just so you know, she's not boring. She watches all those cooking shows. She loves them. We have so many spices with so many names I can't pronounce. When I look at her spice drawers, it's like living in a pharmacy. Oh, it's incredible. I mean, at one point we combined the right ones. We cured COVID, but we forgot the combination. Anyway, okay. Let's get back to what you're selling here, because I want to hear about this, and I want to hear how we can make some foods just taste cool. Because let me tell you something, Laura. I think all of us, we have this batch of spices and sauces that we use, right? And we've had them for years, and we kind of get into a rut. And honey, what do you want to make this weekend? And we wind up making something we've made 27 times. So maybe you can guide us out of that.
Yes. No, I'm definitely here to do that. Tahini is very, very versatile, which is why I call it a pantry staple. It really can be added to almost anything. You know, Mighty Sesame Tahini is very nutritious. It's very high in protein and fiber, but so delicious. So when you're adding this to dishes, you're not just adding flavor, you're adding nutrients as well, which is always great to add to your dishes.
Well, yeah, and also adding the fiber. That's terrific for you. We all need more fiber in our diet. And let's face it, Americans eat a pretty low-grain diet versus a lot of the world.
Yes, yes. So Mighty Sesame Tahini is in a exclusive squeeze bottle, which is very convenient for anything, because all you have to do is give it a mighty shake and then either put it into a bowl if you're making something, or simply just drizzle it on top. One of my favorite things to do is to take Mighty Sesame, shake it a little, and squeeze it right on some vegetables that I got right off the grill.
Really? Now, let me ask you this. Can you put it on them while they're on the grill, or do you have to wait until they're off? I mean, can you kind of cook them on there, or is that something that you don't want to really have on the grill?
No. So another thing that we've done with it, it actually marinated some chicken in it. We've done that, you know, we've added tahini, a little bit of soy sauce. I personally like a little bit of spice. So I did a little red pepper flake, put that on my chicken and grilled it up, and it was delicious.
Okay, so what was that again? You had the tahini sauce, the pepper flakes, and what else for the chicken?
I put a little bit of soy sauce.
Little bit of soy sauce. Now, let me ask you this. And I'm going to ask you in a moment, how can people find you guys online? When they go there, do you have some recipes?
Yes. So there's two places you can find recipes.
Okay.
One is on mightysesame.com.
What was that again?
And the other one is we have a chef that works with us on site. And you can go up and look at him on Instagram. It's at Chef C. And he uses Mighty Sesame in so many different recipes, dips, salad dressings, marinades, desserts, anything. That's why we are so passionate about it, because it's the smoothness and creaminess of the tahini really plays a great factor in any dish you're trying to make.
Okay, now creaminess. So what do? Like mix in something creamy with the sesame seeds, or do you just break them down in a way, and because of the oil in the seeds, it becomes creamy?
Exactly. So Mighty Sesame has a proprietary way of working with the sesame seeds and grinding them in a way that it becomes very creamy in texture. And like you said, the oils that are naturally in a sesame seed play into that. And so one of the things I love to show people and explain to it is, you can make a simple tahini dip just by adding tahini, a little bit of water, and then your favorite spices.
Okay, and that's going to work with basically anything. Now, help me out here for a moment, because sesame seeds, I know sesame oil is very, very powerful stuff, but sesame seeds, I always just think of those as being on hamburger buns and stuff like that. Because I'm I'm a plain, ordinary, boring, incredibly boring person. And so help me out here. What is the taste of this spice? Is it kind of a nuttiness? Is it a strong, spicy taste? What does it come off like?
Yeah, so it is fairly nutty. And then we also have a harissa tahini. And so that would be your spicy component. But your regular tahini, we have an organic and a whole seed. Your organic will be a little less nutty than your whole seed tahini, but both very nutty, and that's why typically you either put it on something that's already pretty, like has a flavor of its own, or you mix it with a few other things to take away the extreme nutty flavor.
Okay. All right. Now, just so you know, most people eat three meals a day. I actually eat six. That way I have six opportunities to eat steak. So, I not really, but I love steak. Okay. And I was wondering, do you guys, how does this stuff work on steak? Is there a way that it can kind of flavor it up? Because, you know, I use all kinds of dusts and salts and so forth, but after a while, I'm in a rut. I'd like to try something new.
Yeah, so my suggestion would be almost making like a glaze for your steak with the tahini, or you can make a sauce that you put on top once you've grilled it or pan-seared it. You know, like I said, tahini works with a lot of different flavors, and you can play with it. If you're a person that likes spicy, you can add sriracha. If you like something sweet, add maple syrup, and when you grill it with the tahini, that maple syrup will caramelize and put a crust on it.
Maple syrup with the tahini, and what do? Just like mix them together and brush them on?
Correct. Yep. So you would probably in a bowl, I would put some tahini in there, maybe a little bit of lemon juice and garlic, a dash of water to thin it out a little bit, and then a little maple syrup to add some sugar content to it. Blaze that right on and put it on the grill for a little caramelization.
What does that go well on? I mean, would that be good on, say, fish or chicken or anything?
Pretty much, yeah. It's great because you can make it the way you want it. You know, it's very, I keep on saying it, but it is very versatile. You make it how you want it. Because you're adding those other components to it, it's great. And then with the harissa that we have, which is brand new,
yeah,
you don't really have to add those components because it already has the natural harissa in it.
Okay, what so is well, before you run on from that, what is harissa?
Sure. So harissa is a spicy pepper chili paste that comes from roasted red peppers.
Oh, okay. So from roasted red peppers, where is this common in the world? Where would they use this?
It's very big in Middle Eastern food, Mediterranean food.
Oh, okay. So like Moroccan, that kind of thing.
Yep.
Now, does that mean I got to eat my food with my hands, or can I still use a fork? Do I have permission
you
to use a fork?
Use the fork. Yeah. We'll allow it.
Okay, because I have no actual abilities. I need a fork. All right. By the way, chopsticks, no way. Unless you give me like 20 of them and I can like surround my food with them and lift it up. Okay, so let me ask you this. Do you see people using this more on meats, or do they use it on veggies? Do they use it any other way? Because this sounds like something coming into the summer, looking forward to doing some grilling, which by the way, I do all year round, that people could do to maybe make their healthier food taste a little better. Healthy food, I'm going to be honest, it doesn't taste very good. Okay? It's not deep fried. Hey, man, I like things that are deep fried and then deep fried. Okay?
I can't blame you.
Yeah, I just love it. I do Kentucky Fried Chicken, that kind of thing. But that'll kill me in about 5 hours. So what if I had something that was able to add some kick to stuff that I've gotten a little tired of?
Yeah, so our chef that we work with, Chef Greg, he loves putting just this on top of his vegetables. You know, no one really craves eating vegetables.
Nope.
But he loves it because it adds that extra flavor that maybe your string bean or your grilled peppers might not have. It just adds that extra flavor super fast and super conveniently.
Okay. All right. So tell me this. Now, Chef Greg, is that what his name is? Chef
yep.
Greg? Okay. Because I'm not too good at following Twitter handles or things like that. Can we see a link to some of his videos and things from your website?
Correct. There's a whole page dedicated to Chef Greg recipes.
That helps me. Okay, so once again, give your website. You're going to be here for a couple more minutes, but give me your website again so people know where they can go, where they can order this stuff, and you know, where they can know how to make it and basically change their lifestyle, change their eating, have it be a little more fun, add something to their spice drawer.
Yes. So you can go to mightysesame.com, and that's where you'll find a bunch of content about how to use tahini, what tahini is, and how it can bring some great flavor into your kitchen. And on there, there's plenty of recipes and, you know, some fun content just to see how to use it. You can find us at Walmart, walmart.com, as well as amazon.com.
Okay, so people can just grab the stuff at Walmart. Do you have it, by the way, in any other of the major stores or just Walmart right now?
Walmart is the biggest one that we have right now in the Denver.
Okay, so they can get it at Walmart, but if Walmart isn't where they normally shop, just go to your website and they can order it, or they can order it from Amazon. It, by the way, I'm looking here, it's pretty cheap. 11 ounces for only $5, is that right?
Yep.
Wow, that's cheap. Okay, so you can get like the harissa and you can get the tahini, get one of each, and then you can have a little spicy, little less. One last question. What about breakfast food? Okay, you know, you wake up in the morning, you've had the same thing every day for 10 million years. Okay, would this spice out, how would this work on, say, eggs or omelets or things like that? Would it be too strong or would it add a kick?
So personally, I don't think I've ever tried it on an egg or something like that. But what I do is actually I put it on top of my pancakes.
Pancakes? How do you do that? Do you mix it with anything or... Now you don't do the harissa on that, right?
Nope, I use the organic Mighty Sesame tahini in the squeeze bottle right on top of my pancakes, and it's a great way to add a plant-based protein to one of my favorite foods.
Pancakes! Wow. Okay. Well, I did not expect that. Okay. Well, we got about a minute left here. Let me know any other ideas of what you would do with this. In fact, just do this for me, will you? Talk grilling again. Give me one or two other ways for grilling. What about like shrimp or fish? Because a lot of people grill shrimp on the barbie. You don't have to be Australian. do you like marinate it at first, or you can put it right on the stuff on the grill, or do you wait until afterward for dunking?
So for the most part, we normally use it as a sauce or a dip.
Okay.
You can do a marinade, but normally, you know, we here at Mighty Sesame use it as a dip or a sauce, just so that also your grill doesn't get too messy with all the sauces on it.
That's a good point. I clean my grill a lot, let's just say that. Okay, Laura Morris from the Mighty Sesame Company, one last time, your website, please.
It's mightysesame.com.
MightySesame.com. Laura, thank you so much for joining us. This is a lot of fun, and it just sounds to me like a different way to make food taste a little better going into summer. You have a great day.
You too. Shake things up with tahini.
We'll shake things up with tahini. I love it. Take care. Okay, up next is Ascent Health Centers. You know what it's like when you're in shape and everyone asks your secret? It feels good, and that's how life will be if you call Dr. Julie at Ascent Health Centers. Right now, mention Rush to Reason, and you'll get 20% off all their services. And you'll be telling everyone your secret pretty soon because you're going to look great. Dr. Julie is your secret. Call Ascent at 303-343-8800 or go to AscentHealthCenter.com.
Dr. Julie provides both the scientific methodology and the empathetic accountability you need to lose weight. You've lost the weight in the past, but as soon as you started slipping back into your old habits, you felt like a failure. Now you've gained all of that weight back, plus some more, and starting over seems pointless. Both John Rush and Dr. Julie understand the daily struggle of staying healthy. The HCG diet at Ascent Health Center trains your body to convert unnecessary fat into energy. But you also need the mental and emotional fortitude to help you stick with it long term. Something as simple as a daily text message from a qualified weight loss guide could make all the difference between another yo-yo diet and a true lifestyle change. Remember how much better you felt without the extra weight. Call Ascent Health Center now and mention Rush to Reason for 30% off your HCG diet plan. 303-343-8800.
Gino's Auto Service in Littleton. You know, when you go to a dealership, you often get a loaner car while yours is being fixed, but you're paying dealership prices for the work. Well, Gino's is one of those very, very few non-dealerships offering loaner vehicles to their clients. Just call ahead to reserve a car. It's 303-794-6700, or you can find them at ginosautoservice.com.
For over 38 years, Gino's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. Right now, you can take advantage of Gino's $74.99 four-wheel alignment special. Mention KLZ Radio, and they'll include a free inspection of your suspension. During the winter months, icy roads and potholes can damage your suspension, so it's worth getting it checked out. This month, get a $50 NAPA prepaid Visa card with a qualifying NAPA steering and suspension parts purchase of $250 or more. As members of Colorado Select Auto Care, Geno's backs up their service with NAPA's nationwide peace of mind warranty. Geno's continues to service Larry's automotive customers. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Give them a call or go online to schedule an appointment. And be sure to check out all of their excellent Google reviews. They're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Stop in or visit them online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
America is the place for second chances. America is also the place for safe communities and personal responsibility. The radical, regressive activists who control the Democrat Party in Washington and Colorado are pushing forward legislation that will make our communities less safe under the auspice of compassion. Kim Munson here. Thursday, music producer Reggie Carr and Aurora City Councilman Dave Gruber share their thoughts about this legislation. Plus, valued show sponsor Karen Levine updates us on the Spring Metro real estate market. All this Thursday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Water's Edge Winery. Warm atmosphere, wonderful wine, and delectable dishes to enjoy with friends and family. An evening out? A gift for that special someone? Water's Edge is the place for you. More info at kimmunson.com.
Your company is bleeding time and money, and John Rush will find those leaks. You're too stuck in day-to-day weeds to step back and see the big picture. You need a qualified, experienced business coach to take stock of your expenses and see where you and your employees are wasting time and money. John firmly believes that every business owner needs a coach because you're too close to the situation to be objective. Email John now and make more money. John@RushToReason.com.
Stay in touch with Rush to Reason by liking our Facebook page, facebook.com/RushToReason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush. And on the line right now, we have the fitness guru, Dr. Julie Markiel from Ascend Health Centers. And you're more of a health guru, but you do both. How you doing, Dr. Julie?
Good. How are you?
I am doing very well. I'm doing very well. But I'm going out of my mind because of COVID. Okay.
Yes.
And today I want to talk about COVID recovery. First, we'll talk a little bit about, you know, those who have had COVID and some things that you can do to help them through COVID recovery. But then I want to get into basically COVID recovery, obviously with weight, but also stress, just all of that, because it's just been rough. Sound good?
It has been rough.
It has. It has been awful. Let me just say this. No, seriously, you know, everywhere you go, you can't see people's faces. You don't see smiles. And I think we're all traumatized. I picture myself I picture myself walking along some empty freeway going, happy thoughts, happy thoughts, happy thoughts. It is awful. And I think everywhere you go, you see people who are traumatized and they don't even know it. They think, well, this is the new normal. It isn't. It's an awful way to live. And, you know, thankfully with some states, a number of them now starting to get back to normal, eventually we're going to have to follow suit. It's just the way it is. So how
can I hope, right?
Well, we have to. So how can, you know, as we start getting back to normal, how can you make that happen quicker, better, and make it last? Because that's what we really need. And first of all, why don't we start with people who have actually had COVID?
Yeah, what we're seeing, and we just had a case today, is that what are these residual effects, whether or not you're currently experiencing them, and how like, what kind of testing can we do or what can we see? One of the examples that I often use is people who've had Epstein-Barr virus, which is mono, which is the, you know, teenager kissing disease.
I couldn't get a date, so that was my way of warding it off, but go ahead.
When kids or young adults or adults have encountered and experienced Epstein-Barr virus, we will often see it in their labs years and years and years later. It has a residual IgG, IgA, and IgM response. And so you can see it, and it wreaks havoc on the thyroid. It can potentially wreak havoc on the thyroid, on the brain barrier, so Alzheimer's type stuff, balance type things, Parkinson's, aging.
So you're talking you're talking lifetime after effects from mono.
Potentially, yes.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Right. And so it really, and so we'll run a viral panel of Epstein-Barr virus, the chickenpox virus, herpes simplex, herpes zoster, we'll run herpes simplex. So we'll run a whole viral panel and say, is this still currently, even if it's latent, meaning like how shingles don't show up unless a patient is under stress, but that's the chickenpox virus, the herpes zoster virus rearing its ugly head because your immune system battled it, fought it, got rid of it, but it has that residual, it just kind of lives there. Well, viruses have a tendency to do that. And this COVID is, I mean, a virus, we've been told it's a parasite. I mean, I think it's a very smart infection in any case.
We'll call it a virusite. So, how's that?
A virusite. I like that.
All right.
I like that because what are we don't even half the time know what we're talking about with this because it's so new. And so coming in or just knowing, are there these residual effects? So right now, you know, we can run the IgG and IgM tests, and obviously we're seeing that maybe IgGs and IgMs are not lasting that long with this virus. So would we see a post-viral system complex by measuring those? Maybe in the future as our testing gets better, maybe not. But should we look at just did inflammatory processes in the body change across the board? That's a number that you can run. Did thyroid numbers change across the board because of this virus?
Well, what, Dr. Julie, let me ask before you go on, because obviously you're 10,000 leagues over my head here, but what after effects have you noticed so far with some of your patients who have had COVID?
Well, it's been different in different patients. Sometimes it's joint inflammation and achiness, just kind of this chronic, why do my joints still ache? Often complaint is fatigue, just can't get past the fatigue. Some residual lung stuff. I think it will be interesting to see how allergy season goes this year. That type of thing. So just those are the main ones, looking for inflammation, and is the immune system still thinking it has something to fight? We call it immune system excess, like too much fight going on, which revs the system up and then causes an inflammatory response.
Oh, I've got a great analogy. So basically your immune system has become like Capitol Hill, where they still have thousands of troops there because of one attack that happened 2 months
right.
ago that there
you
were.
You have great analogy.
Even though nothing's yes. happened since then. All the troops do nothing yes. but order out for, you know, coffee. But your immune yes. system is still on high alert, is what you're saying.
Right. And so it doesn't know how to regulate what new stuff is coming at it. Because it's got all these armed forces constantly almost having PTSD ready to fight. And so it doesn't know how to regulate its battle very well. So we have to reteach the immune system to be on alert, but not on high alert, like not in PTSD alert.
Right.
And so it's a process of looking at the nervous system, looking at the immune system. Maybe we use some nutrients, but we evaluate that and say, these are the things we're seeing where we could head some potential future problems off at the pass.
Hey, really quick here. What about the respiratory system? Because that's what it attacks directly. And by the way, what I'd like you to do is kind of let people know when they come into your place, how are you going to look for this kind of stuff? Because I think with your immune system, obviously that's been compromised. It's gone through a hard war, right? But your respiratory system has too. And like you said, you're coming into the allergy season. So your respiratory system just went through a pretty severe respiratory illness, right? And now you're heading into allergy season. Is it going to respond really heavily to that?
It could, potentially. But the thing is, we all react and respond so differently. So potentially, yes. But some people might just float just fine right through it. And so that's where having a person to go to ask these questions to say, what do I need to do to be optimally healthy? What do I need to do if allergy season is harder on my lungs than it was last year? And doing that individual visit and knowing what the best thing is for you, that's where we really shine.
Okay.
In doing that.
Last question before we had to break here. Those after effects, do they have to be lifetime, or can people come in and you can treat them and bring down the inflammation from those after effects and make it so the COVID after effects don't affect them for lifetime?
So what we're hoping is that by balancing the immune system and bringing down those PTSD alerted army troops on the hill, you are not dealing with a lifetime of battling this. So that's our goal. But do we know what this is going to look like 5 years from now? We have no idea.
No, you can't promise something like that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But right now, people can come to you at Ascend Health Center. If they say Rush to Reason, they're going to get 20% off looking at all this stuff, right?
Absolutely. We would love that.
See, that is totally awesome. Generally, when people mention my name, they're charged 20% more. And so I think this is awesome. So actually, when you look at it, you're basically giving them 40% off from what they would normally get if they mentioned my name. So now they mention Rush to Reason. That is fantastic.
It's a win-win.
It's a win-win. Exactly. Okay. All right. Can I hold you over the break? When we come back, let's talk about, you know, the COVID-15, you know, weight and trauma and stress and all these other effects that are more direct that we've been going through. Can we talk about that and what you can do for us?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
All right. But first, Extreme Auto Repair. Okay, folks, the blizzard is coming. You know, it's just a couple days away. And that's a reminder, you never want your car breaking down in bad weather. It's horrible. So make sure your car is ready and reliable. Go to Extreme Auto. First responders, they rely on Extreme. You can too. So call 303-841-1071 or find them at klzradio.com.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair doesn't normally let their customers drive loaner vehicles to California, but they do keep their promises. It was right before Thanksgiving, and they had promised a customer he'd have his minivan back in time for his upcoming road trip. But they ran into an unexpected issue and had to order a new part, which wasn't going to arrive in time. He needed to get going, and they still had his car taken apart back in their service bays. Sean, Mike, Dave, and the whole team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker had a quick discussion to figure out how they could still keep their promise. Fortunately, they happened to have a minivan available as a loaner vehicle at the time, so they decided to tell him to take it on his trip. They didn't charge him for mileage, and they made sure he was fully covered so he didn't need to worry. The team at Extreme Auto Repair will always do what they say. Schedule a repair now at klzradio.com/extreme. Promise is kept.
All right, Golden Eagle Financial. Retirement is a new road, so let Al Smith show you the map. Al knows how to get ready for taxes, inflation, home needs. He'll make that time of life the time of your life because you've deserved it. You've earned it. So call Al Smith at 303-744-1128 or find Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com.
You don't need to worry about outliving your money or how to fund extended care. Your retirement plan with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial provides contingencies for big unexpected expenses or sudden losses in the stock market so you can rest easy. Founder of Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith, has spent more than 30 years listening to people's biggest worries about retirement, and he's ready to set your mind at ease. Al has always been a careful listener, and after decades of hearing people fret about whether or not their money would last, he decided to specialize in retirement planning so he could protect people from huge healthcare costs and market volatility. 16 years later, Al knows how to direct your assets to the right places, preserving your wealth for the rest of your life. Tell him your concerns, and he'll create a plan that will help you sleep well at night. Schedule a free consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial now at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
All right, Purefoy Chevrolet, you know, you don't stay in business since 1960 without knowing how to serve customers, provide great deals, and create generational loyalty in families. Find out for yourself why I'm so tongue-tied. Find that out. Find out for yourself why so many people won't go anywhere else. Call Purefoy Chevrolet at 303-659-8311 or go to purefoychevrolet.com.
Hi, this is Marie with KLZ, and I just want to say on a personal note how impressed I am with Purefoy Chevrolet. Something we pride ourselves on at KLZ is we never advertise somebody without meeting them face-to-face and really feeling confident that they will take good care of our listeners. And I've never been in an auto dealer like Purefoy Chevrolet, and the reason is Rolly Purefoy. I know he would never say this about himself because he's a very humble man, but he holds himself personally to such an incredibly high standard that his example permeates the entire business. He was walking us through the building and there were these really nice clean ceiling tiles above my head, and he made some comment about how he had installed them himself. And the same with his stunning showroom has a new floor that he personally installed. And I think when you have a leader who cares about those details, it affects the entire atmosphere of the business.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
You've already decided to take your vehicle to a good shop for auto body work because you know you'll get your vehicle back faster. Now get ready to be wowed. Al Sturm founded a good shop because he wanted to offer his customers convenient service while controlling the quality of his work. Once you go online to get your virtual mobile estimate at klzradio.com/collision, stop by a good shop in North Glen or Commerce City after hours to drop off your vehicle any day, anytime. Because they have so many different OE certifications, giving them access to parts directly from the manufacturers, Al and his team at a good shop have more control over how long your repairs will take. But more importantly, you know you can trust the safety of your vehicle. Customers continue to come back and refer friends and family because of the wow factor of their flawless finished product. Mention KLZ in your virtual estimate request for $100 off your repairs.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
Disney Plus has decided to drop once beloved, now controversial movies from their children's menu. The taboo movies will still be available if there's an adult who can override the ban. However, there will be a disclaimer.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush. On the line, we have Dr. Julie Markill of Ascent Health Center. Dr. Julie, people are out of shape, okay? And it's not just that they've put on, I know, it's shocking. It's not just that we've put on weight, though. Let me add something. We're stiff, okay? I mean, I'm serious, because we haven't been going to the gym, right? I hate going to the gym when I got to wear a mask. I'm sorry. I just don't want to do it. And, well, being at home, I've lost flexibility. I feel like a brick. I had to hire some kids to tie my shoes. It's just awful, okay?
That is not true.
It is. They made a lot of money off me. They come back every day. They know now. They know now. But I mean, we're not as flexible. And trust me, I guarantee a lot of people out there listening right now are relating to this, because it's hard to get going again. It's hard to get working out again. And one part of that is the way we're eating, of course, but part of that is just getting moving. What do we do? What can you do to kind of get us back in that frame of mind?
Well, I think this was hard on everyone in different ways and for different reasons. I mean, some people, they stress eat, and so I think it was hard on them for those reasons. I think some people weren't getting out of the house, and so they were more sedentary. And the thing we've seen the most is, you know, we joked back in June of last year, we put out this thing called the COVID-15. And I mean, back then in June of last year, people were talking about the COVID-15. Now it's the COVID like 30. And I think it was that, oh, we're opening up. Oh, no, we're not opening up. And it's been so stressful not to know what to expect. And now people really have put on 15, 25, 30 pounds, and it's hard to get it off. You know, it's hard to get it off, and it's hard to get the body, endocrine system, weight system, metabolic system right, and that's where it takes a dedicated program. I mean, I remember at 20, I could go out, go for a run for a few weeks, come back, have lost my 4 or 5 pounds or whatever I needed to lose, but at this point, I mean, as we age, it just gets harder and harder to lose weight, and it takes more dedication to be able to lose weight.
It is,
and so
it is really hard.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I mean,
it really is.
By the way, you know how I'm exercising now. My wife, she helps me out by pointing one of those red lasers around the floor. You know, and
I've heard those are good.
Yeah, yeah, and I pounce on it and I chase it around.
Pointing
yeah.
the red laser.
It's hours of fun. You know, when we're done, she points it at the ceiling. I try swatting it a couple times, then I get confused
and I
lay down.
Is that working for you?
It really is. It's really helping me work out, except for the stiffness. Okay, so that's hard. But look,
nice.
It is hard. It's hard to right now. A lot of people are listening to you and me, and they're just saying, you know, this is all fun and games. How do I get going again? And so let's say somebody walks in your doors, all right? They're stiff as a brick, like me. You know, they put on the COVID 15, 30, 130, whatever, right? And they've put this on. They're frustrated. They have, and let's face it, New Year's came and went. They've already tried several things. So you've got that added failure factor on top of it. They're stressed. They have been stuck inside. What do you do to get them to get to light the ignition light again?
Well, I mean, that's where we really use our, you know, our body reset program and our weight loss program, because it's so hard to make a dedicated effort in a certain direction and not see change. And people will spend 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, quote unquote, eating better and not really see weight loss. And it's frustrating to just do, oh, I'm going to eat better, and then not see an outcome. Where
why
when
is
we
that?
Do weight loss, it's so many reasons. It's
okay.
So sometimes they're not really, we think we're committed to a process, but we're not. There's just so much confusion that goes on in how to approach weight loss and what it really means or looks like, that's a guided program, and the program that we do in our office that we've been doing for the last 20 years consistently gets 20 to 35 pounds off in a matter of 21 to 42 days. And patients keep it off because we teach them about their body.
Now, if I may, that sounds awesome.
Learning your body.
If I may, that sounds awesome, but obviously you can't do that without some severe changes, right? I mean, is this like a whole 30 type thing where you go through a quick transition? What do you do?
It's intense.
It's intense.
It's intense. John has done it. I'm trying to think. Quite a few people in your office have done it, but it's intense, and it takes a dedicated effort, and it takes a person in your corner. We look at your labs, and we make sure that we see what's happening in your labs, what needs to be done in your endocrine system, in your body, to make sure that we're getting the best possible outcome for you, and
so
patients lose weight.
So it's tailored. It's roughly the same, but it's adapted to every single body type.
But it's roughly the same. I mean, it's very specific. There's no variations. There's no, like, can I have a cheat day? No, it's specific to be successful.
Yeah, but what is more stressful, going through that for 3 weeks or going through,
or
going through, yeah, going through 3 years of having, you know, 30 extra pounds? Like, I probably got about 30 extra on me, you know, 25, 30.
You would be so happy. I mean, you would be a testament to the program because you would be so successful. I would love for you to do it because then you could go out there and tell people what the experience was like. But you have to be ready to commit.
But you're expecting me to inspire them. What if I choose instead to laugh at them because, you know, I've already lost my weight and I'm in great shape then. Is that okay?
Oh, you know, I would be so sad. I would have expected more from
Dr.
you.
Julie, I have my own style, okay? This is something that I've,
my own style.
You know, this is something I've given my life to. No, I'm kidding. I think actually one thing that I think is really neat, Dr. Julie, and I've lost the weight before, you know, is when you do lose it, a lot of people come to you and want advice on how to do it. And you always say, you know, it's a little different for everybody. My way isn't necessarily your way. But it's kind of fun to be able to tell people, hey, yeah, here's something I did. Here's how it worked. And it's pretty exciting.
Right. And it feels good. You feel so empowered. Like, I met a lady today. She said she has done every program in the book. So she came in here and I was like, okay, you know, this is our program. This is what it costs. This is the time that it takes. She's like, look, I've already spent that much money and wasted that much time and had no results. She came in today, 22 pounds down. And she's so proud of herself and she's so happy because it's finally successful. Now she can start running again. She can start doing all the things that she wanted to do, but she didn't feel good enough to do.
And how long did it take her to lose that?
She is on day, let me tell you right now, I'm going to check. Cause
she's on day three.
No, everybody touches base with me every day while they're in the program. She's on day 28.
Now, is it really hard, though, to find the foods and adapt all that? I mean, is this like some big shopping list?
No, it's real food. Uh-uh. Real food.
But it's not McFood. I mean, you know,
It's not McFood.
I actually don't go to McDonald's, but I mean, does it take a lot of preparation?
Yes. It's protein, vegetables, and fruits.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. You have to be dedicated to the process. But now I actually have someone who cooks, if patients want it, I have a person that will cook the food for them and put it in containers exactly what it is. It's amazing. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So for a fee, you can have somebody there help with the preparation and offset some of the time that it takes.
Right.
Well, that's pretty cool. All right. So to get 20% less, don't say Andy Pate, say Rush to Reason when you go in there. And once again, Dr. Julie, how do people find you so they can get on their way to a better life before summer?
Yes. 303-343-8800. 303-343-8800.
And that is Ascent Health Centers with our guru, Dr. Yes. Julie Markiel. Dr. Julie, thank you so much for helping us get out of COVID, because I don't think we feel like we're ever going to get out of COVID.
I know. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We'll talk next week.
All right.
Surprise for next week.
You got a surprise for next week?
Surprise.
Oh, yes. I won't be here. My gosh, my heart is broken. All right. You have a good one. You take care. Say hi to John next week. And thank you so much, Dr. Julie Markiel.
Thank you.
You bet. All right.
Thanks.
That's it for hour number one, folks. If you miss this hour, it's not going to replay at 6. So you got to get it online through the podcast, because tonight we're going to have the National Crawford Roundtable. Richard Battle is coming up next in hour two. Until then, keep it right here on Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.